IBM, a corporation that's been synonymous with American business computers for a generation, is selling a majority share of its personal computer division to a Chinese company. Lenovo is China's biggest computer maker. It will pay about $1.75 billion. IBM helped popularize the PC in the 1980s. In the process, it revolutionized the way computers were used, both at home and on the job. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
IBM didn't invent the personal computer, but it did thrust it into the center of our lives, says analyst Simon Yates of Forrester Research.
IBM, you know, launched their first PC in 1981, and really it changed the entire history of computing for both consumers and corporations.
Yates says before IBM came along, PCs were seen as little better than really expensive toys. Most companies used giant mainframes that were difficult and expensive for individual workers to use. But then IBM decided to introduce its own PC.
If you're thinking of buying a personal computer, and all the signs say it's time to take the first step, a few questions may still be holding you back. Will your PC have the power you want to run the software you want?
By putting its imprimatur on the PC, IBM revolutionized the computer business. Leslie Firing is an analyst at Gartner Research.
Back in those days, IBM would come, if you had a Selectric typewriter and it broke, or if you had a mainframe, a repair person would come in a three-piece suit, white shirt, a briefcase full of tools, fix it, and leave.
Firing says IBM's reputation for service was so strong that companies felt confident giving PCs a look, and they liked what they saw. Brian Rydell, dean of the University of Mississippi Business School, worked in the information technology department at a New Mexico agriculture company in the 1980s. Rydell remembers when the company switched from mainframes to PCs.
With a PC, with the early spreadsheet programs like VisiCalc, you could set up scenarios, run models, analyze data in a way that was just previously out of reach for the average individual business professional.
At first, IBM dominated the PC market. Within a few years, that began to change. IBM believed that the spread of the PC would help create a market for some of its other products, and so it famously allowed other companies to clone the PC. Jim Canavino is a retired senior vice president at IBM. He oversaw the PC division.
It was a conclusion inside the IBM company that an open system would have a more rapid growth rate. And so you could go build an IBM-compatible PC if you had a garage and six guys.
But by the 1990s, IBM discovered that some of these other PC makers were eating away at its market share. Canavino says IBM also made another mistake early on. It let Microsoft write the operating system that ran the PC, and it let Intel and others make the computer chips that powered it. When IBM realized how profitable these businesses were, it took steps to compete. But by then, it was too late. Today, IBM makes money selling PCs, but not enough to satisfy its shareholders, says Forrester Simon Yates. With so many cheap computers being made in Asian countries such as China, Yates says it makes sense for IBM to leave the market.
In order for them to gain market share and increase profits and increase profit margins, they'd really have to change the name of the game in the PC market, and there really isn't that much left to change. So they'd be forced to live with having to cut their prices, having to cut their profit margins just to stay competitive, and they'd really become a distant third player in the market at this point.
By introducing the PC, IBM helped usher in the computer age. But as PCs have become cheaper, they've also become a lot less profitable and a lot less interesting to companies like IBM. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.